This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Talk to me for a minute, would you, about how you decide what to buy. Maybe you shop with the environment in mind, or you pinch pennies, or you just impulse buy, or maybe you've decided you just don't want to shop any more than you have to. Whatever it is, the reality is that what we buy and how we buy it can say something about who we are and what matters to us. That's why we're starting a series today. It's called How We Shop. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra gets us going in a grocery store in upstate New York.
So we're standing in the aisle with the dish soap, and there are dozens of options. Palmolive, Dawn, Ajax, in various sizes and scents, like apple blossom and pomegranate and rosewater. People are pushing past us with their shopping carts, and there's a guy stocking shelves, blocking half the aisle with his stepladder. But Marianne McCara Fitzpatrick is laser-focused. She knows exactly what she wants.
I don't really care about the scent or how kind it's going to be to my hands or even the name brand. I want to get the product that's going to get the job done for the least amount of money.
Marianne is 52, and she lives in Peekskill, New York, about an hour north of Manhattan, with her husband Mark and their three sons. She's a stay-at-home mom. He works in IT. And for her, shopping is serious business. She's got some rules. Don't go to the grocery store when you're hungry. You'll overspend. Leave the kids and their endless demands at home. And always, always check the unit price, the cost per ounce or pound. In New York State, it's usually printed on the shelf, but she brings a blue plastic calculator with her, just in case.
Here, this one, the Dawn, is $3.40 per pint. The unit cost for a larger size is doubtless much less.
She's right. It's $2.85 a pint.
And all those pennies add up.
We walk by a display of Entenmann's desserts. She zeroes in on the donuts and the guava cheese puffs. Both cost $3.99, but the donuts weigh a whole ounce more. She picks them up.
I would go with this because there's more product here. I think of it in terms of mouthfuls on the plate. Sustenance.
Her family is not particularly fond of the way she shops. She's had to relinquish ice cream buying duties to her husband, because he and the kids like ice cream, and she comes home with stuff like store brand vanilla. For Marianne, this isn't just about saving money. She's trying to beat the system, or at least not let it beat her.
As a consumer, I think one has to be aware that marketers want your dollar to go from your pocket into theirs, and they will do darn near anything to get that accomplished.
She learned that from her parents, Nellie and Michael. They grew up in Ireland during World War II, when basics like sugar and flour were rationed.
So there was a great cognizance of perhaps, you know, scarcity.
And the idea that you shouldn't waste money. When Marianne was a kid growing up in Yonkers, she'd be watching TV with her mother and suddenly a teachable moment.
My mother would tell me, you know, you see that in the toy commercial, but that's not really what that toy is like. And it's true. Even with, like say, Hot Wheels cars, you know, you see it doing something magnificent in the commercial, and then you get it home, and it's not quite the same.
Frugality has become a way of life for Marianne, and it's something she tries to teach to her sons. She buys clothes at the Salvation Army, gets her hair cut at the local beauty school for $11, and if her sweater rips, she's going to fix it.
What's that old saying? Use it up, wear it out, make it do, or do without.
Marianne is willing to splurge. On Halloween, she buys the name brand candy bars for trick-or-treaters, Milky Ways, M&Ms, Twix. And she allows herself the occasional indulgence. She likes to drink Berries, an Irish brand of tea, even though it costs 11 cents a bag compared to 3 cents for Lipton.
But for us, that 11 cents is well worth it because you're getting a quality product and, you know, you're starting your morning off right when you're drinking Berries.
Yep, even Marianne can get all dreamy about a brand. I guess nobody's completely immune to marketing. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.